9467 at the Sherwood layover.
Good morning, Caleb. This is Ron. How can I help?
Well, it's kind of weird. I went into use the Sherry's bathroom. I came back out, and I had kind of a puddle in the back of the bus. It looked like it was just water, but I wanted to double-check because it was a pretty good-sized puddle. So I opened the rear hatch, and it kind of opened funky. And then I had a hard time getting the back closed, and it's not lining up, the hatch itself. Like, it kind of closes, but I'm not 100% confident that thing's not just going to flip back up when I'm driving.
Well, we're concerned about the puddle. We'll worry about the hatch here in a minute. So could you tell, was there a hose or anything leaking, or do you think this is maybe just condensation from the air conditioner that was putting out water?
I think it's probably just condensation from the, there's like a little hose, but it looks like it's like a runoff hose or something. I don't think it's coolant. I just went to double check it just because I usually don't see that much water, but I think it's just water. I put it on my finger and smelled it and didn't look like coolant.
Yeah, it's probably just condensation then. So we can have the maintenance truck meet you. You should be okay to drive that for a little bit. You think you get that into a Tiger there at 1117, and we'll have the truck meet you there, main commercial? Either that or maybe a road supervisor even to meet you up and see if they can patch you up there.
Yeah, we can make that work. Like I said, hopefully the thing doesn't open up before then, but it does kind of close, so I think we can just probably make it work.
Yeah. So my partner's having a supervisor. Let me see where he is here. Yeah, I couldn't quite understand what he was saying. Let me look and see where his radio is right at the moment. He is in the, well, he's not far from Tiger. He looks like he's just the other side of 217 there. So watch for him somewhere along the route. We'll give him a shot at it first, see if he can fix you up there and go from there.
Okay, yeah, that would be awesome. There's like 4 or 5 inches of gap between the door and kind of the back of the bus, so hopefully he's got a solution. We'll see.
Okay, so when you say 4 to 5 inches, are we talking side to side or the closing of it from the bumper there?
Mostly side to side. Like, it's definitely not closing on one side. It's just like really cockeyed. Like, I think that the bracket itself, that if I had to guess, probably the bracket is bent. I don't think it's like the strut rods or anything.
Hang on, I'm talking to the mechanic here. Yeah, we'll change that to the maintenance truck then there in Tiger. If you can get it over there, try and keep an eye on it. And keep your speed down. I know that